It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson. For years, the technology industry has been haunted by the issue of patent trolling. Basically, companies buying patents for the sole purpose of suing tech firms and getting a payout. Well, today, the Supreme Court is hearing a case that could have a big impact on patent trolling and the tech industry. The case is TC Heartland versus Kraft Foods Group Brands. Roger Parloff is legal journalist who wrote a piece about this for Yahoo Finance. Roger, the case is about venue, which is another way of saying physical location for these lawsuits.
Yeah, it's like the state or the district within a state. There might be big differences between the jury in your state and the jury in my state. So where you bring a suit can make a huge difference, and that's called venue.
In this case, the court could decide to narrow the places where a suit could be brought. That's one of the potential outcomes here.
That's right. And this is in patent cases, where there's been a huge amount of what's called forum shopping, which is plaintiff's lawyer always tries to figure out what'll be the most advantageous place to bring the case. The big example is the Eastern District of Texas, which is not really a high-tech area, but now a huge percentage, usually 30 to 40% of all patent cases are brought there.
And why is that?
The rules have evolved there in a way that is very favorable to plaintiffs. It's not so much that the juries are out of whack, but the rules make it hard to get out of a case quickly, even if it's frivolous.
And you use the word plaintiffs here, but many people would call a lot of the plaintiffs in these cases patent trolls, right?
That is correct. They don't make any product and they don't sell any product. They buy patents in order to demand royalties on them.
Tell me how this is going to specifically impact larger tech companies.
Well, these would be substantial savings of money that could go into investing elsewhere, or theoretically it could be passed along to us in the form of lower prices. God knows whether that would really happen. But
it also may be an advantage to smaller companies, right?
Well, exactly. Startups complain that this really can strangle them in the cradle if they're hit with a bunch of frivolous suits early on.
Roger, any guess of how this might go?
Well, I do think it looks sort of good for the Silicon Valley Group. This is an appeal from the federal circuit, and it has a very bad record in front of the Supreme Court.
Roger Parloff, he's a lawyer, and he wrote a piece about all of this for Yahoo Finance. Roger, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much.
When you're about to buy some clothes, or even just fumbling around in the morning for the right outfit to face the day, who do you go to for advice? The kids? The wife? The husband? Well, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you've got a new option. The Outfit Compare feature is a way for a user to take photos of each fashion choice and have Amazon get back to them with an answer. I'm a Prime member, but for some reason I didn't have the option to use this feature, so I outsourced it to Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes, who crowdsourced some scarves.
I'm trying to decide which scarf is the best with this outfit, which is very brown. Okay, so I'm going to add the first outfit. So take a photo. And I'm trying a gray scarf. And for the second option, I'm going to use one of your scarves. This really lovely turquoise one.
Two-tone, yeah.
Compare now. I wonder if they're going to try to sell me scarves. I bet they are. Oh, they're ready. Okay. Close call. They couldn't decide.
Well, that was fast. I would have gone with gray, by the way, Steph. To talk to us more about the in-app fashion advice trend is Zoe Washington, senior style editor at Brit & Co. Zoe, this has got to be all about our data, right?
There's no question. They definitely just want to get in your mind. Because the reality is a lot of people are like, why is Amazon in fashion to begin with? So I think the extension of that is, well, who is buying their clothes on Amazon right now? And they're kind of trying to answer that question for us.
Amazon is, of course, not the first company to do something like this service, right? There are a bunch of other apps, Finery, Stylebook.
Exactly.
Yeah. How does this Amazon app stack up, you think?
the apps that have come out recently, these are great apps that really help you understand your own sense of style and understand what you already have and how to use it. And that's why I think this Amazon Play is tricky and a little bit interesting to me. I'm going to go out on a limb and say a wee bit useless, only because, as you heard earlier, you know, you can ask your friends.
Assuming you have friends.
You know what? If you don't, then this could be your next best friend. But even Amazon couldn't quite decide about too close to call. I would be really annoyed if I had gone through all of this and taken a bunch of pictures for a bot to tell me that, in fact, they don't even know what I'm trying to do.
This is how I can see it being really useful. I will have a favorite pair of pants, and then those pants will, you know, they'll tear or something bad or sad will happen to them, and I'll have to get rid of them. And actually going to Amazon and saying, I loved this pair of pants. Can I get some more of those?
And that's, I think, what a lot of other apps are doing now. I mean, Finery is a good example. So what they do is they kind of take your information from past purchases. So it can be like, yo, dude, you need to stop buying those bootcut jeans because you've got 15 pair. And it's now getting out of control, or it just makes you a better, more informed consumer.
Zoe Washington, senior style editor at Brit & Co. Zoe, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.